Welcome to the Quick 10 podcast, brought to you by QuickTrack, focusing on all things FedCon and cyber defense from different perspectives and different personalities, all in 10-ish minutes. Here's your host, Derek White.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Quick 10 podcast. I'm your host, Derek White, here with Robert Hill from Cyturus.
Sir.
And thank you for stepping aside here. We're down here in Tampa, Florida at a CMMC ecosystem event called CUIcon. And we were just chatting here off the side. So great topic around, first off, start with who you are, what you guys do, and then let's get into a little bit of what that means to the ecosystem.
Well, Derek, I appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. You know, Cyturus Technologies is our company, and we are the designated platform for the CMMC ecosystem. And that's from the CyberAB. And so we approached the CyberAB several years ago. Our platform is a global GRC communications tool. We kind of go a different direction when people talk about GRC. We kind of separate ourselves from that a little bit because we're more of a communications tool. We communicate internal risk. We communicate third-party risk. We communicate within a integrated risk register, policies. And, you know, so all of the components that you have to support, like CMMC. Mm-hmm. So each of those components can now be in a single repository, single place, a single type of information store. So you're able to not only tie a risk to a compliance deficiency, maybe to a policy or a policy to a specific compliance requirement. Mm-hmm. And so you have an ecosystem within a SaaS solution that allows, no matter the perspective, whether it's an OSC, whether it's an RPO, whether it's a C3PO, whether it's a risk perspective internally, a risk owner, a risk manager, a third party supplier, mm-hmm. all of those can work within a single tool with visibility across the entire spectrum.
Okay, and that's awesome. And this game's different than it was 5, 6, 7 years ago. As you guys know, you guys are not a two-person shop. You're not a little boutique, and there's nothing wrong with that if it delivers what the end user needs. So your involvement with, you know, the CyberAB and stuff, how has that impacted how you see the market and you see this becoming a thing now? Assessments are happening. You can see the output being guided to where it needs to go so that it's done correctly. Where's a typical company, typical user like for you guys that you see that really, really show through your guys' capabilities?
It's really interesting question because we deal with so many different customers. We have global companies mm-hmm. that have manufacturing plants around the world. Mm-hmm. And so they have different compliances they have to meet, CMMC just being one.
Which your tool then allows to bring single source of different stuff together, right?
Yeah. Correct. And you can inherit from those other controls.
That's right.
So maybe you have an overarching framework that you're already compliant to, and you can inherit that status, inherit those controls, that shared responsibility. Maybe you have a corporate office that you inherit specific mm-hmm. services, mm-hmm. IT services. So now you can inherit those and have traceability back in that. Because we're dealing with an ecosystem that, like you said, out of 340,000 in the DIB, you've got the very small, and I talk about the five-person company in Texas that builds a gasket for an F-35. And then we also have clients that are, you know, 22 subsidiaries globally that knew more than just services and productions.
And they can use, then I assume the assumption here then is they can use your tool to organize all that. 22 Correct. Subsidiaries versus just 10 people in an office can Absolutely. Be a totally different ballgame for a lot of companies, right?
And that is what makes scalability so interesting. Prior, you know, with 35 years in this industry, I've used the tools. I was worked with ServiceNow when we built the GRC, did some of the very first implementations, worked with Archer, and mm-hmm. all of us have done so. The interesting thing is these tools were not multi-tenant. And so when we designed the tool, we designed it from the idea of a practitioner. Yep. So now a consulting company has the ability to manage all of their clients with a consistency of outcome. The reporting is consistent. The metrics are consistent. Mm-hmm. And now that consulting company can look across all of their clients and begin to aggregate deficiencies, aggregate solution sets. And you can even dig deeper to understand this is a particular vulnerability maybe with a vendor. And now you can see, how many vendors or how many in the OSCs and in the ecosystem use that particular vendor and what the risk is to the entire ecosystem versus just a single straight line from a tier one or a prime down through their suppliers.
And we know it'll expand beyond first entity, which is a whole nother ball of wax, if you will, is if you do work with multiple agencies, different types of contracts. Yes, that's good. What do you think? Is there anything missing that you hope to see as this year goes on and things roll out that you think would just be paramount in helping, whether it's the little guy, middle guy, or the big guy on where, you know, we're still moving along. This thing is just getting launched. Is there anything that sticks out that you feel could be enhanced, if you will?
Communication. I will use that as a word, and I know it's overused by a lot of folks, but I would say there's been a tremendous amount of miscommunication in the ecosystem. There's also been a tremendous amount of partial communication where someone will say one thing and it's taken and expanded upon. I can think of several instances within the ecosystem where there has to be a very specific thing done, and then you have all of these folks within there's the Industry Standards Council and these others that are trying to understand exactly what that means. And there's a lot of disagreements. And I think one of the biggest things that we could have, and with Katie coming back and some of these things happening, I have great faith that a lot of these, I don't say gray areas, but these areas that there's confusion. Mm-hmm. And think about it. You've got a small OSC with 5 people or 10 people, to your point. Mm-hmm. They're hearing so many different things from so many different folks. We need consistency of communication and definitions of expectations.
Right, I agree. In fact, that's been a pretty common theme on day one of this event is around that.
What a great event.
Yeah, I mean, what a great place to have the minds together and a lot of people here for the right reasons I think that will be a huge step this year. I do think everybody believes it will like to see that, but it is challenging sometimes.
It is.
Opinions are still opinions sometimes because it's not super 100% carved in stone defined. So
it's not very clear in what is defined.
Right,
exactly. And so there's room for interpretation, and I think that gets scary.
It does.
Because you got OSCs trying to interpret, you have RPOs trying to deliver information with an expectation that a C3BO is going to accept what the recommendation was. And so I think that's leading some confusion in the industry.
Not to mention, for this case, a small business with a third-party certification assessment, and you're not the expert. That's why you work with people and vendors, and the education piece is so big, is that's a scary thing to be up against.
So
having tools, having capabilities, visibility, and traceability is another huge thing that we're big on is be able to trace your stuff and make it more organized, answer that question. They may ask you a separate question. They may dive deeper. Have those answers ready.
Yes.
And practice that. Know what that looks like. So, well, that's great. Well, thank you for spending time. I know we could sit here and do this all day, and otherwise we'd be here for a month. So thank you. Where can people find more about you guys, and where do you want to send them to do that?
Absolutely, Derek. Siturus.com. Online, there's a lot of information. You request demo, request contact, request information, and then reach out to the ecosystem, our partners. You know, Redspin is another partner, KTL, Centaur. I can go down the list of partners from the C3PO side. And same thing with RPOs. You'll see that a lot of the RPOs leverage the tool so that OSC has a consistent journey where they have a consistent place to enter their baseline to understand where they were. And then select that RPO through the CyberEB Ceph tools to be able to affiliate directly within the tool and then have that RPO access your data in our tool directly from the CyberEB site.
Yep.
And then have that C3PAO, like a Redspin, come in and be able to visualize that entire journey. And it makes it much more convenient for the C3PAO to truly analyze and provide that certification.
Well said. Thank you. Great answers. Appreciate the time.
Derek, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, this is great. We'll have you on again.
Thank you.
And enjoy the rest of the conference and we'll go from there.
We're looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode, and make sure to subscribe to the Quick 10 podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and check us out on YouTube as well. For more information about QuickTrack, visit our website at www.quicktrack.com. That's QuickTrack.com.